Welcome to Day of Destiny with Dr. Michelle Correll, author, prophetic teacher, and pastor of Breath of the Spirit Prophetic Word Center. Dr. Correll can be seen weekly, nationwide, and around the world on her weekly telecasts that air on God TV, Impact, and Word Network. Now, let's join Dr. Correll by experiencing Day of Destiny, designed with your highest destiny in mind. Now, here is Dr. Correll.
Esther was a woman of influence, prayer, and power. She changed her generation and saved her people from total extermination. Welcome to our program today. I am Dr. Michelle Correll, and I have got some very exciting news for all Esthers around the world and also for all Mordecais. There is a call in the Mall of Washington, D.C., that the Lord is seeking out his Esthers to come and to gather, to pray and to fast of all days, the Day of Atonement. Beloved saints, it is going to be one of the most monumental moments, miraculous moments with destiny during the days of awe, during the time from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. These are the most important days on the biblical calendar. But I also want to tell you, beloved saints, beginning in this month of Elul, the 40 days of finding favor, Brother Lou Engle is calling together persons from all over the world that will fast, that will pray, that will prepare themselves for October 12th at Washington, D.C., call to the mall, calling all Esthers and Mordecais to come and cry out to God for this nation and for a shaking, for a revival, for a great awakening. Now, beloved saints, I had the privilege of interviewing one of our greatest fathers of the faith in this nation, and that is the founder and the visionary and the prophet of A Million Women March, the call of all Esthers, the call to the mall that will take place this October 12th. I want to invite you right now, as soon as you hear this, to stop what you're doing and register online. And you can do that by just looking at the website on your screen, amillionwomenmarch.org. Register now. Your life is going to be changed. Now, let's go to the interview and hear the heart of God's prophet crying out for the nations. I pray we receive an impartation. I pray this is not just another interview. I pray God moves in your heart and lets you know by the vision and by the Spirit of God what is about to happen in these United States on the Day of Atonement. Brother Lou Engle, this is the time the Lord is calling his women to come forth. And heaven is crying out for Esthers, women of God that will live godly lives and lay their lives down for the gospel. What is the 1 million woman march about?
Well, it goes back a little bit of history. In 1999, I prayed a prayer. And that prayer was this: God, how can I turn America back to God? I don't know. Fully understand. I just knew that I had reached into the heart of God and he had heard me. 2 weeks later, a woman comes to me and she says, "You don't know who I am, but the Lord told me to pay your salary this year because you're going to start something with the youth of American prayer that will change the destiny of the nation." She paid my salary for 15 years. A businesswoman, Esther, who believed that it wasn't too late for God to touch America. Then she said, "Have you ever thought about putting kids on the mall like Promise Keepers put 1 million men?" I said, "Ma'am, I prophesied it 2 years ago." She said, "I'll give you $100,000 to start it." On September 2nd, just in 3 days, it will be the 24th anniversary of a gathering of 450,000 kids gathered in D.C. 24 years ago to fast and pray for 12 hours, a solemn assembly, Joel 2. When there's no hope for a nation, when there is no remedy, God still has a holy prescription. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Call a fast. Gather all the peoples. And afterward, I will pour out my spirit. it began something called the Call, Shell, and it lasted, and we filled stadiums and arenas. But now I believe God is giving us the bookend to that 24-year-ago gathering, and he's calling the women. And so we believe that we are in a moment that God, maybe this is the final call to save this nation, because we're in a great crisis. So in 2014, I was in a prophetic gathering and an explosion of prophecy took place. And the word came forth, 1 million women are going to go to the mall in D.C. It will be the last stand for America. Notice the word was a last stand. And they will go to the mall in the spirit of Jeremiah 9. Death is climbing through our windows. The children are being cut off from the streets. Teach your daughters to wail for the brokenness of the daughter. And when they go to the mall, they will travail and bring forth something that will save the nation. I've lived under the shadow of that prophecy since 2014. So I went to the mountains in a place called Estes Park for 3 days to fast and pray. My wife looked it up and said, some people call Estes Park Esther's Park. Wow. And in this, I go up on the third night, and I have one of the most epic dreams of my life. I could just weep talking about it. For as far as I could see in this dream, I saw women coming from everywhere, young and old, and they're all coming to hear the book of Esther be taught. Come on. This is your word. This is your movement. They were coming from all over to hear the book of Esther be taught. I'm watching this, and I'm thinking, I am watching a women's revival. I can feel the fire on the movement. And in the dream, I'm the only man on that in this gathering. I'm holding an ancient Bible. And now I understand what it meant, that I was being given an ancient assignment, like Mordecai, to mobilize this women's Esther movement, like I'm watching in the dream. And in this dream, a woman stands up and she says, and these two words in the book of Esther actually mean Nazgul, N-A-Z-G-U-L. I explode out of the dream instantly knowing what it means, because I watched The Lord of the Rings, the movie, the third part of the movie, the Nazgul Witch King is destroying the armies of men and says, no man can kill me. But the king's daughter takes off her helmet, lets her hair down and says, I am no man. And she pierces the Nazgul. I instantly wake up and I understand there's coming a movement like Esther that will break the principalities and powers that are over the Haman-like ideologies sweeping into our nation. Who would have guessed when we begin to mobilize this concerning the transgender issues, the issues of sexual immorality sweeping, the ideologies that are coming through our governments, Esther will arise and touch that realm like Esther did. And Haman was a political leader, and he was carrying ideologies that were fueled by divination. When he cast lots, you know this, you're a woman of war. When he cast lots, he was tapping into divination as to when to kill the Jews. He was a political leader carrying an ideology of hate to the Jews, but it was fueled by the spirit realm. I'm convinced that's why Esther didn't just go into the presence of the king. She had to deal with divination, not by politics, but by a 3-day fast to break the power. Come on. She understood you can't deal with ideologies from politics alone. You must touch the heavenly realm. When she and Mordecai mobilizes a fast, she breaks the principality and power of that spirit influencing the governmental leader. And then it's not enough to fast and pray. She must go public. She must go into the high places of government into business. She must go into the education systems to save their children who are being groomed by the education system and seeking to take away parental rights. The mama bear Esthers are rising at a time of a great crisis in America. And so when this dream came, I knew I was to mobilize this gathering. It's all coming together on October 12th, the Day of Atonement. We're calling a million Esthers and a million Mordecais, because it's not the division of men and women like we've seen with women's marches in the past. It is Esther is being anointed, but it's along with Mordecai. They're doing it together.
Yes.
You see this?
Yes.
And so we're calling a 10-hour fast on the Day of Atonement.
Wow.
From 10 in the morning on the mall in D.C. to 7 o'clock at night. And we're going to, it's the Day of Atonement. I think, Michelle, you would know it better than me.
Yeah.
The day, my Jewish friends say the Day of Atonement is a court case.
It
that
is.
God brings before a nation to see whether or not they will get mercy or judgment.
Yes.
On that day, when the priest goes in beyond the veil and offers the blood, and the goat takes away the sins of the nation gets a verdict of mercy, not judgment.
Yes.
On that day, when Esther goes in her purity before God, in her repentance, repenting for the sins of the nation, healing her heart so she can recover her voice. And then on that day at 5 o'clock at night, maybe one of the greatest communion services will ever take place, where the blood of Jesus is applied to the doorposts of America's guilt.
Yes.
That maybe God would give us a verdict of revival, mercy, and transformation. This is our dream. And we are hearing, they're coming from all over the world. You prayed with me early. It's global. There are women, Esthers, globally that are mobilizing. Because when we started to mobilize this, with these ideologies that are coming into America, we had no idea that October 7th would take place. And worldwide anti-Semitism would begin to explode. We are once again in a global Esther moment. And we know that women are rising for such a time as this, October 12th, a solemn assembly, the fast on the Day of Atonement, dreaming and believing it's not too late for America. And he may give us the greatest awakening we've ever seen.
Yes, I believe it, Lou. And if I may say, that rise of anti-Semitism was prophesied in the book of Revelation, a beast that had died and came back again. That beast is anti-Semitism, and it has affected, as you know, our campuses, and it's all propaganda. And that's exactly what Haman used all throughout the Persian Empire, was propaganda. That's why he needed the 12 months before he executed his program. But Esther brought him down in 3 days. Esther, actually, Haman was hung 3 days after the death decree was written, but the war still took place on the 13th day of the month of Adar. And we're going to war with, just like Esther warred. We're going forward and we're going to take down the Baal worship. Just like Elijah challenged Jezebel, we are bringing down those Jezebel spirits, those spirits that want to destroy our children. We're so thankful to you for your vision and going forth.
What you're saying is so powerful. We are in it. We're in the days, we had a dream that the spirit of Hamas was the spirit of Haman, and that we're in a place of great spiritual war to challenge those things. And it's got to be Esther. That's who God raised again. I believe this. I'm convinced in my heart that in that 3 days of her fast, she received revelation on the banquets. This is what happened. This is what happens when you fast. You make your life a landing strip for revelation. So all these Esthers that you're influencing, who have now been placed in a place of influence, they can live for self-preservation, or they can recognize the moment they've been brought into this place not live for self-preservation, even for to keep their influence. They risk everything to win this battle in the heavens and on the earth. I love what you're doing with this mobilization of Esthers.
Hallelujah. Yes, our scepter of influence, these women that are crowned at our conference because of the good works they're doing. We're just so thankful God has allowed that to happen. And we're just coming alongside Brother Lou with the prayer and the fasting. And we know Haman is coming down. If I may say something, many people don't know that October 7th is prophesied in the book of Habakkuk. People don't know that word. They have no clue. The Bible tells us so clearly about October 7th in Habakkuk chapter 1 and also in Habakkuk chapter 2. And I just believe so clearly Hamas, because the word Hamas is all throughout the scriptures, and the word Hamas translated from the word violence into the word Hamas is actually used there in many places, but especially in Habakkuk. And you are like a Habakkuk. You are one that is pleading for heaven. And you are a Mordecai, because Mordecai was the one who trained up Esther. The Bible says he brought up Hadassah. Doesn't just mean he raised her. He brought her up in God, gave her her morals, gave her her character refinement. And the Bible says Esther obeyed Mordecai in everything. And after she was 5 years in the palace, 5 years already queen, the Bible tells us in Esther 2:20 that she obeyed the commandment of Mordecai like as when she was brought up by him. So that means her equanimity of character never changed by being in the palace. God is looking for women that he can put in high places that will not use their influence for themselves, but they'll use it for the glory of God.
Absolutely. That is powerful. I'd love to hear your teachings on the book of Esther.
Yes, praise God.
I believe that Mordecai was a very critical piece. That's why we're calling Mordecai's and Esther's to this gathering. One man sits and takes a stand, the power of one man's stand against the spirit of Haman, the violence of Haman. He sets in motion a cosmic war by simply not bowing down. What a profound thought. One stand by a man or a woman sets in motion the demonic and the heavenly powers, sets this in motion. Then he cares for this woman, he adopts her every day when she's in the harem. Every day he's in the gate caring for their hearts. We believe that God is challenging the men of America. First of all, the cleansing of their own hearts, the cleansing of their spirits toward women. But we need, men need to begin to care for the hearts of their women. They need to believe in them, call them into their destinies. But then there comes a time when the men of America and the nations recognize the hand of the Lord is resting on women. It's a sovereign choice right now. And they say, we know that you've lived in this sorrow of the harem, in the pain maybe of sex trafficking, but we're saying you can't live in your pain forever. For such a time as this, step into your destiny and save a nation. We believe what I prayed 25 years ago, how can I turn America back to God? I actually believe this could be a defining flashpoint for a shift in history that will lead them to a movement where we make war and we begin to deliver the children of this nation.
Yes, praise God. You know, beloved brother, the Bible tells us the second time Esther, not the second day of the banquet, but the second time she risked her life and went in, the second time, this time with tears and crying and weeping. The king could not reverse it, but he gave her the authority to write her own decree. And her decree is what rose up above the Haman decree, and the war was won. I just feel that those women in their declarations, as they write their own decrees or say their decrees, God is speaking something about the decrees that are going to be made on the Day of Atonement at the gathering, that women are going to decree and God is going to hear it. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that's so powerful. Even as you're saying that, I believe there will be a decree after communion where the blood has applied and it is finished. We step into a realm of Esther's authority. Yes. And that decree is loosed on that day. We believe something will shift with that prophetic word. We've received a word from Jonathan Kahn. Wow. That we believe on that day, that spirit of Ishtar that is influencing thousands of those in transgenderism, into the homosexual lifestyle, even pornography, that God, something is, the altar of Ishtar is going to break. Esther was named after Ishtar.
Yes.
She was in the culture of Ishtar, that spirit that is defining America right now. And yet she, under the culture, rises up and overthrows the very spirit from which she's been named. I think this is incredible. Not only that, what you said, the second time she comes in and she says, how can I endure the destruction of my people? This word that we received in Jeremiah chapter 9, 2014, we believe women are going to give birth to children they've lost to the counterculture. There are women coming to me all the time when I preach and says, I've lost my child into the counterculture of the homosexual movement and other things, into the death culture. They're groaning. And I believe today, on that day, there will be a groan. We're calling grandmothers to groan for their grandchildren. The gray hairs are needed right now. The gray-haired, and not just the long-haired young Nazarites, but the gray-haired grandmothers who are groaning for their own children and their children's children.
We are standing with you. This is so incredible. And, you know, this is a time we must stand also with Israel. And we're so thankful that you have gathered this together on Day of Atonement so that we can join together with Israel also. And I believe that Esther is the connecting component where the Israel joins with the Christians, because we have common ground through Queen Esther.
I can't believe you're saying this. 3 months, a month and a half ago, I won't give the name, I had no money. I said that very day, Lord, I have no money unless you give me a breakthrough like today. This thing's done. I received a phone call that very day that connected me with a movement of a movement led by Jews that are connecting with Christians, just what you said.
I'm telling you, this is going to be so marvelous. God is going to bring to the platform the greatest people you never imagined. God already gave me some names, but I'll tell you later.
I can't believe you're saying this, because literally, because of that phone call, $2 million came in 5 days. And the Jews are funding an Esther movement.
Come on. My Jesus. Oh, glory to God.
On that day, we're taking an offering for all the dispossessed in Israel. From
Jesus.
We're going to give the money to Israel. We're believing for the money to come in to fund the whole day so that we, the first offering and maybe the only offering, is to give it to Israel. And we're going to be standing against anti-Semitism. We're going to be standing against the division of Israel. And we're crying out for mercy for America, that she will not divide that land. I believe it could be the most important part of the whole day. You're prophesying through this whole thing what I'm doing.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're just believing and we're just standing with you. And I feel that God is going to open more and more doors with officials in Israel, with rabbis, with chief rabbis, because now is the time, more than any other time, because Israel has seen the Christians be the support in this time after October 7th. It's been a year of nonstop support for Israel. So I just know that there's going to be a monumental move that is going to usher in Messiah, that is going to have to do with this mighty move of God.
I feel this. I feel we've touched into a dimension that's beyond America. It's something global's going on right now. This global Esther movement, and it is about the coming of Messiah. It's about the coming of the Messiah. You know, years ago, these leaders came in from Israel, and they prophesied me in a house of prayer, and he says, "Your lion is abortion." We stood 18 years pleading the blood of Jesus 5 days a week for 18 years in front of the Supreme Court. We dreamed three judges and prayed those three judges in. Roe v. Wade is to no more by the blood. Your lion is abortion. Your bear is the homosexual movement. We believe even in this gathering, there's going to be a massive breakthrough. But they said, your lion is abortion. Your bear is the homosexual movement. But your Goliath will be the battle of Jerusalem. We had dreams that our prayer wall was the Wailing Wall. And I am believing that even now, something is being set in motion on this Day of Atonement, both for Israel, for America, and the nations of
Glory
the earth. Something is going on. We're facing world wars. We're facing something way beyond with anything we've known since World War II. And I believe the blood is the most powerful weapon that can be applied and exalted on that day. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And as we enter into the month of Elul, which is coming next week, it's 40 days till Day of Atonement. And these are days, Yemini Ratzon, days of favor, 40 days of favor from Elul 1 all the way to Day of Atonement. And we're just releasing the favor, hallelujah, upon this conference in the name of Jesus, and especially between Israel and this conference. God, we give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. No weapon formed against this conference is going to prosper.
Yes, I can't believe you're saying this, because I have been looking up Elul 1, 40 days of repentance, preparing for the Day of Atonement. I and my friends are locking ourselves away. We're going into 40 days of prayer and fasting. It's like you're prophesying to me this whole time, because I feel I'm not into a good event. We must get a breakthrough for America.
Yes. Yes.
For our elections,
yes,
must get a breakthrough.
Yes.
And so you're just saying this month of Elul, 40 days till the Day of Atonement, you're prophesying to me. I can't believe you.
Yes, 40 days of favor, like Moses when he took the burden of the sin of the golden calf, which is a type of Baal worship. God is going to use the prayer time that you have in that holy mountain. And just as Moses said, if you don't go with me, I don't want to go up. If your presence is not with me, I will not go. I feel this 40 days are going to be so powerful that a revelation is going to be given to you like never before, and divine favor.
Michelle, I am really blown away, because you're saying everything that is in my heart right now. I've been pondering that the Day of Atonement is about the golden calf.
Yes.
This is Baal. This is Ishtar. This is all this. This is America.
Yeah,
this is the nations of the earth.
God.
And I'm believing,
God.
I've been saying, Lord, let it be. Lord, that on that day, that God, something of that golden calf would fall.
Yes.
And lead us into a new day of going into the promised land.
Yes.
The outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Thank you for prophesying over me.
Oh, my dear brother, it's such an honor. And I just also, you know, Moses said, if you don't forgive them, then blot my name out of your book. And I feel that anointing, like Moses pleading for Israel, is upon you, my dear brother, and those that are going to lock themselves in with praying with you in that time.
Michelle, I want to just say those listening to this, Many of you, see, we believe we're in the days of the redeployment of Daniel. Those in their 70s and 80s. He was fasting at 83, shifting whole empires, breaking anti-Semitism over the Persian kings. And we believe, I want to just say, those watching right now, many of you may want to go into, feel stirred to go into 40 days, starting the 2nd of September, 40 days to October 12th. Many of you might want to go into seasons of fasting, intercession. Maybe this television show could be the trumpet sound of God, that we're not going into a good day, an event, but we're going in for a solemn assembly like Joel. Like Esther's fast was the echo of Joel. The very words in Joel are found in the book of Esther. Weeping, fasting, and mourning. We're in the days of a deep, deep preparation. And I believe, frankly, it's coming to revival. So I want to call people watching. Some of us, the Daniels and the older Esthers, let's fight for America one more time. Let's come out of retirement. Let's come into refinement for this season and say, God, turn America back to you.
Yes, praise God. Hallelujah. Now, Brother Lou, how can everyone become a part?
Well, the main thing I would just say to you is, first of all, go to the website, amillionwomen.org. Amillionwomen.org. All the information is there. Amillionwomen.org. What we need is for people to register, because we need to tell the parks and police how many are coming so that they would know what to expect. Obviously, we thought 24 years ago maybe 20,000 would show up. By 7:30 in the morning, the park police said there were already 270,000 people, and the metros were jammed. I believe we're hearing a sound, and there is a time that God says you must gather. So go to your pastors, go to your friends, and say, let's go. Ask your husbands to send you or go with you. Everybody gathers. If you can't go personally, which I believe we're calling people, there's a time to gather. It will be going, if you are on that website, you can go online and follow that 10-hour day of prayer and fasting. We would encourage all of you, mobilize this on your phones, on your networks. Go to your women leaders of whole platforms and say, we've got 40 days to mobilize. Yes. Release its sound. Esther, it's her time for such a time as this. And so we want to encourage you, go to amillionwomen.org. We are hearing of buses. We're hearing of planes flying in. I believe we're in a significant divine moment. So the key is, go to that website, amillionwomen.org.
Praise God. And all the women, all the people watching, men and women, whoever you are, we encourage you right now to just stop what you're doing and register this moment as the Spirit of God is leading you this very moment, and mobilize. Go to your churches, as Brother said. Go to all your friends. Go to anyone you know. And whatever you have to do, get to Washington, D.C. on the Day of Atonement, October 12, 2024. It's a date with destiny. It's a date, hallelujah, of destiny that's going to shift our nation more than we could ever imagine. And we're just giving God the praise for it.
Hallelujah. Michelle, this has been most incredibly encouraging for me, maybe as much as for your audience. It's almost like it's just confirming everything that I'm in right now. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, my brother, we're all fasting. We're all coming alongside, and we're just giving God the praise and the glory. And thank God for God giving this nation a Lou Engle. We want to praise God and all the warriors you're raising up in prayer and fasting, and your precious wife and all your family that has stood for prayer and fasting and seeking God. We just issue the anointing and bless you and release exceedingly and abundantly above all you can ask or think. And as we're broken before God in these next 40 days, God, open heaven before we get there in Jesus' name. And we give God the praise.
Amen. In those 10 days of awe, we pray, Lord, the days where we receive the verdict, the days of preparation, Lord, we say, Lord, in the days of awe, show us your glory. Bring us into encounters all across America and the world. Days of awe. In Jesus' name I pray.
Yes. Lou, can I just tell you one more thing that happened at our 5 a.m. prayer meeting? A word came forth from the Lord at our 5 a.m. prayer meeting, and the Holy Ghost said, I had no idea about this in terms of the days of awe. But the Holy Spirit said, the days of awe this year are going to be like no other days of awe that we have ever known, that the holiness of God was going to be so strong we would not be able to move, that the glory would descend so strong that we will be prostrate on our faces before God for the glory that will descend. That came forth this Wednesday, past Wednesday.
Oh, would to God it would happen on that day.
Yes. Yes.
I want God to disturb the program. Disturb what we believe he's wanting us to do, that he would just break in with his glory.
God,
show
God.
Us your glory.
That's God.
We need something more. Something more.
Yes. Praise God. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much for being our guest, our dear brother. We thank God for you. 1millionwomen.org. Yes, 1millionwomen.org.
8 million women, not one. 8 million women.
Okay, 8 million women.org. 1 million women.org. In Jesus' name. Thank you so much, Brother Lou. What an honor it is to be part of such a move of God in these end times. If you are thirsting for God's revival, if you say, Lord, I feel like I'm forgotten, like I feel like an orphan, like I don't have a father, I don't have a mother. Whoever you are, God loves you so much. You could be the next Esther that God is raising up, a woman of influence, a woman of power, a woman of prayer. You could be the next Mordecai, someone who is going to be used, that God is going to use the influence he's going to give you for the purpose of his people. Beloved people, those of you today that are longing to become part of this move, but you really need to know Jesus as your Savior. You might have been going to church your whole life, and you say, I know about God, but he's not really personal to me. Am I important to God? Do I matter? I want you to know, you matter more than anything to God, because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And today, as we close this program, I want to give you an opportunity to respond to the greatest call of all, and that is to make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior. Would you say this prayer with me for life-changing, power-shaking revival in your own life? To know that you are beloved and chosen by God, that he has a purpose for you, and your life is not worthless. Say this prayer with me. Wonderful Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord of my life. Wash me clean from my sins. I want to know you as my Savior. I'm lonely. I'm lost. I feel forsaken. Come into my heart. I want to turn my whole life over to you. I realize that I have no righteousness of my own to make myself holy. I receive your righteousness right now to cleanse me from sin, to become a child of God. If you said that prayer, call the number on your screen. Receive Jesus into your heart right now as your personal Lord and Savior. And for those of you that have seen this incredible interview with one of the greatest fathers of the faith in our nation, Brother Lou Engle, Reverend Lou Engle, prophet of God, Today, you can register for the Million Women March, amillionwomenmarch.org. You can call right now or register online, and you can say, I'm going to be there. Count on me. I want to be part of the millionwomenmarch.org. You know something, child of God, not just the women, but also the men. Don't miss this miraculous moment with destiny. I will see you on October 12th on Day of Atonement at Washington, D.C. for all Esthers, all Mordecais, the call to the mall. See you there.
Thank you for joining us today on Day of Destiny. We invite you to our website at mydayofdestiny.com, where you can easily access other podcasts and obtain your copy of Dr. Corral's latest book, Secrets of the Anointing. Also, we want to take this moment to invite you to engage in extending your hand of kindness by planting your seed or offering for multitudes that include orphans, providing water wells, providing medical supplies, clinics, feeding programs, and many other services to the suffering church, and through efforts of evangelism worldwide. Just go to our website and click the donate button or text to give. Text HESED, C-H-E-S-E-D to 7797. That's HESED, C-H-E-S-E-D to 7797. You are also invited to visit Dr. Michelle Corral Facebook or Instagram. We look forward to having you encounter the anointing with us on our next Day of Destiny podcast.